Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's fair, it's his moment. It is! It's tied! George has arrived!
Yankees take Game 3, Game 4 tonight. Everybody plays today, except the Tigers, who are on the field. But whenever I look up, Seattle is batting, and it's an inning later, and Detroit has zero. I don't even know if Detroit has a hit or if they are just what is going on. Absolutely unable to score a run, it seems, the Tigers. But, you know, I'm going to try to speak that into existence, too, with the Skubal World Series MVP ticket that I hold. If they do win this game, he'll pitch the next one. He's the best pitcher in the sport, and maybe I'm on my way. But, I'm sort of watching this game, and I just never see them at bat. 3-0, Seattle in the fifth. Runner on, one out. Do you have a favorite home run ever? I don't mean, like, if I may, like your kids or your own. I have a favorite home run that I hit, but I'm not going to do that to you. I get away with enough as it is around here. It, for me, so I said Jeremy and Joe had the same one when I asked them. And Bautista, the bat flip, is their favorite home run. I think Jeremy might have been at the game. So that works. My memory of that, and I love that too. I mean, Toronto. My memory of that one is we were just signing off in here when he was at bat. And I'm like, see you tomorrow, click, and then he hit the home run. Like just within a second of when we turned the mics off. And I think we had just been giving the update on where that game stood, Toronto, Texas. Turn the mic off. Gotta go. Bat flip. So that's good. I'll give you mine in a second. Let's go to Michelle here. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
So my favorite home run of all time, actually, I watch every Yankees game. I'm a huge Yankees fan. Mm-hmm. Was last night's Aaron Judge home run. And the reason being is it got the monkey off his back. I mean, everybody said he doesn't do anything in the postseason. Even though he's batting over a 500 in the postseason, they knocked, you know, Rodon out of the game. Yesterday, I thought it was dismal. I thought they were going to be knocked out of the series. That was it.
Yep.
And he got up and, you know, he tied that game. And, you know, Jazz obviously got the winning, you know, the winning home run afterwards. But that was clutch. So now I can call him Captain Clutch.
Do you think it will remain your favorite home run if they were, I mean, perish the thought, Michelle, but to lose the series? Would it still hold up?
Yeah, it would, because I am a huge Yankees fan. And honestly, he is the MVP this year in baseball. And it's been a black eye for him. The last couple of years, he obviously doesn't have a series. So I think this was pivotal for him, for his career and his legacy, which I don't think people realize what they're watching in him. He is not just a great offensive ball player. He is dynamic out in the field as well. So I think this really seals the deal for what type of player he is. And nobody can go back now and say he doesn't do anything in the postseason.
Yeah, I guess you may be right. Thanks, Michelle. My feeling on that, I'm not a judge expert, but you're somebody who didn't come through in the playoffs until you did. Just give it enough time, especially for a guy this great, you know, not really big on the whole clutch thing. Or, I mean, Bonds was this, right? Barry Bonds was the best player in the game, or one of them, and he would go to the playoffs and bomb. But then he didn't. One game against Atlanta that they needed to win, he hit a home run, and like, okay, well, I guess it's possible that you could actually hit a home run in the playoffs. I don't know why I think it wasn't, or I don't know why I thought it wasn't. For me, it really is, like, I love the Bautista one, but it would be, you know, the Bautista one, actually, let me say this first. That one, as cool as it was, turned into the nonsense. Like, it was the bat flip, throwing the bat, and then the Rangers got all, you know, whiny about it, and it took away from it. You know, you don't have to think that, but I kind of do. Not much. It's still legendary, a legendary moment. I was a Mets kid, and in 86, when they beat Boston, the two home runs in Game 7, Ray Knight to give them the lead, and then Strawberry to pad it. I don't know which one I would say I liked more, because even though it was already that the Mets were ahead when Strawberry hit his, he was having a terrible series, and everybody was into that. Like, just, what? Where is Daryl Strawberry? And he hits the home run right at the apple, and he takes like an hour and a half to round the bases. I think that was pretty cool. And they needed that home run, it turned out. So those are my top two, like, as a fan. And it would never be like somebody breaking a record. That was all just uncool in the end. McGuire, Sosa, Bonds. It couldn't be those. And I'm not a Yankee fan, so it wouldn't be Judge or even Cal Raleigh. Like, that would be like when I would have been the happiest with the outcome of a game. It would be those Mets. Let's go to Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Good.
I have one in particular. I'm not a fan of the Cardinals, but a friend of mine from St. Louis got me into them. And he had me watching them in the 2011 World Series. And, of course, David Freese, Game 6.
Yep. Texas.
Yeah, against the poor Rangers. They're the brunt of the home run jokes, right? But, yeah, that was an incredible one, the Joe Buck call with it. And forced Game 7, and of course they won. But he also had a double in that game, didn't he, David Freese, like earlier in the game?
It sounds right. I didn't watch it. I hate the Cardinals. Yeah. I am such a baby, Matt. Like, I couldn't watch the Yankees rally last night. I can't watch the Cardinals in the playoffs. You know, I can't watch the Phillies. I don't know what my problem is. Maybe I should just, for as neutral as I have grown to be in sports through all my fantasy stuff, I cannot watch these baseball teams that I just never liked.
Understandable. I'm pretty neutral on most of the teams. I'm just a fan of baseball, but Boston sports, I sound like Bulldog, but like, I can't get on board with Boston. but shout out to the bullpen, guys watching on YouTube, WGR feed. And that's all I had to say. This is David Freese, 2011.
Good choice. Thank you, Matt. Let's go to Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good.
Kirk Gibson's home run, I think it was in the World Series of 88 when he was hurt. He had the bum knee, and Tommy Lasorda decided he was going to put him in as a pinch hitter right at the end. Anybody watching that at the time thought it was just a terrible mistake given how hampered Gibson was. But he gets up, and he just hits that electric home run. The place went wild. L.A. was going crazy. Everybody who was in Buffalo watched just couldn't believe, you know, what it took for that guy to make a miracle. So that, for me, resonates. Yeah.
Love it. I was working that night at Channel 2.
Nice.
Yes, I was a high school student working as an intern at Channel 2 when that happened. And, like, I don't know what time that was, but it might have pushed the news back. It was a Saturday. And it might have pushed the news back to, like, after 11 o'clock, so you have to wait until the game is over, which I probably didn't like because I didn't drive a car. I needed my father to come get me, and I would have had to tell him that he was going to be late, and it's already 11:30 or something before I get out of there. But, yeah, that was definitely one for the ages. Here's Matt next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I do love the Batista one. I love the buildup to that and everybody going crazy in the stands. That was really fun. But my favorite was a game I was at here in Buffalo when the Jays were playing the Orioles, and we were sitting right behind home plate with my dad and brothers, and there was a grand slam, and then right after that, followed up by a home run, and that was just kind of really cool to be at and see. And again, it was the Jays, and being here right in Buffalo was really great.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad that someone mentioned the games in Buffalo. I went to, I don't know, 7 or 8 of those games, maybe, and I'm trying to think if I had like a moment. What I've got right now, because I loved that. I mean, I was just for the wrong reasons, I know, but what a lucky thing that we got the majors for, what, a year and a half or whatever that ended up being? How cool was that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The moment I'm thinking of was a game against Texas, and I was there with my daughter and my friend and his daughter. We were sitting out in left field, and I think it was raining. And Jonah Heim, local product, got a hit for Texas, singled. And the crowd loved that. It was a Blue Jays crowd, but they loved that Jonah Heim got a hit in this game because he was pretty new on the scene. And I just remember looking at him, really feeling, I knew his dad and had talked to Jonah before, and just like how cool this would have been for him. I mean, I'm in the majors, I'm in the big leagues, and I got to play a game at home in Buffalo and have this moment with the crowd. And I was looking at him from way out by the foul pole and left, all the way across the diamond at first with Guerrero. Guerrero was the first baseman. And Guerrero might have patted him on the butt or something, and they were talking. And I just remember thinking, like, what are they talking about? You know, what is this conversation right now between Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Jonah Heim? But that's I don't have a home run memory from those Jays games, but I loved that. Let's go to Jason next. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good.
So Bobby Mercer hit a home run either the day of or the day after Thurman Munson's funeral to tie a game against the Orioles, and then he won it, at least in extra innings with a hit.
Mm-hmm. Like a Monday night baseball. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think it might have been Monday night. They had all just come back from the funeral, or it had been the day before. Yeah. Mercer tied it in the ninth with a home run, or the eighth, and won it in extra innings with a hit.
Love it.
So that would be my favorite home run.
That's really good. Thanks, Jason. That's really good. A little bit, I vaguely remember Munson's death, like, I don't know if I do, or it's just sort of knowing about it getting older. But yeah, that's familiar to me. We'll take a break. Sal coming up at 5. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.